and welcome to the Next Panel Podcast. Thank you for joining us again. This is your host, Delils. To my right, I'm joined by
SL. Yo.
And to his right,
Dre.
And finally,
Zero.
Yes.
See how it finally zeros, but yeah, we out here.
Like saving the best for last.
Yeah. I like the countdown. The countdown was dope.
So,
love it here.
What's up, Jess?
Hey, guys.
A little tired, you know, exhausted a little bit, but I'm here for it.
I almost said intrepid, and I'm not sure if I know what that means.
Intrepid.
You know what excreviate means.
Excreviate. Yes, our excreviacious friend over here has
returned.
There
we
go. Oh.
Clap it up.
Clap it up.
Major.
I didn't know I was going to get an intro for this. I'm sorry.
Well, you're the only one that keeps leaving, so
yeah,
sorry.
You know, we have to keep reintroducing people to you.
Oh. Yeah, you know, excreviated in our minds.
You know.
You're about to get excreviated out of this podcast. You listen to that episode.
y'all just be excreviating too much on me, man. I got to relax with the excreviate. I got to stop excreviating.
Just save the word, because, you know, I'm trying to get a Xbox-only person in here, so.
I'm here.
I got Xbox.
So I'm valid.
Yeah, nah.
Can't do me like that.
So the cool thing is, I actually figured out how we could set up a guest here. Like, I'm pointing, but no one can actually see it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can. There's another camera that we can put right there that'll be on.
I think you told us this last week.
Did I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
actually,
the more you say it, the more you give me the vibe you just don't want us here.
I actually said
just
it.
Let me know, bro.
No, so I actually set it up and.
Just keep saying, you know, I can get someone else.
Like, you know, I can get somebody else.
I can definitely guess that we're all going to be out of here soon.
Yeah, you know.
At this point,
I don't think
we're going to.
I don't think we're making it to season two, guys.
The thing is,
we might not make it to season two.
I was going to say that, but then I realized I would have to find other people willing to work for free. And,
you know?
We don't work for free.
We don't work
about?
For free. You saw how much Coca-Cola and
so
Dr. Pepper.
Somebody said they can't hear.
They can't hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, mic check.
Oh,
tap mic.
Yeah.
Tap mic. Oh, mine's mic too. Okay, so I'm here.
Sorry
I'm
about
here.
That.
I'm queer. Get used to it.
Hey, number one.
Give us one second.
Which one am I? Am I four?
You're four. Yeah.
Okay.
All aboard. Dun, 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 dun. Fantastic Four. Dun, 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 dun. Old school Fantastic Four theme song.
I didn't know it. I was just trying to go along with it.
Sorry.
You're a good friend.
I don't know if this is recording on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Just
this is fully recording right now.
Yeah, okay. This is definitely recording.
But we enjoy ourselves right now.
Can you hear us now?
Dun, 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 dun,
big
dun,
dun,
I mean, why would I ask dun, that if they can't hear us?
You know?
Should we do sign language? Dun, dun, nope, dun, I don't want to get copyrighted or
yeah.
sent to jail.
I don't want
to
get
the thing is, every time I think we're getting more professional with it, it's just
dun, 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 dun,
right down.
What did I do?
Shadow clone.
Okay,
oh,
there it goes.
Here
we go. We good.
See, thanks,
hey.
All right,
thanks, there we go.
Appreciate you.
Just
appreciate you, Shadow.
Just missed 3 minutes of great banter. But I guess that's the universe's way of saying get on topic.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah.
No, it's a universal way to stop trying to add somebody because they don't want to hear about it.
Exactly. Hey. Look how calm it is, man. Look, now we're back. You know what I'm saying? I think we're going to get season 2 rolling real soon, guys. We should be good. I think we should be good.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'll get that email in the
you
mail.
You mean season 1?
Huh?
You mean season 1. This is like the prequel. We're just recording.
Oh, wait. No. Season 1. I started season 1 after the live action one. You know, we skipped a week and everything. I said we were going to come back better than ever. And that was the beginning of season 1.
That's what we were still in
there. Did he tell us that?
Facts. What?
That he did
he never told me that.
Did he tell you that?
You see how he just make decisions on his own?
I'm just
hearing
it. Here.
Oh, God.
Here.
That's why you
ain't
got
who
was.
Good thing I was on.
Yeah.
What?
Suze,
what?
Where are you listening from?
All over the place.
If I might ask.
Shout out to the support. Because he listens to everything.
Twitch?
We don't know.
No, like, from where in the world?
Oh.
Where in the world?
He's gonna be like, Michigan.
I was
what?
Like,
I love Michigan.
And
people.
I think with, I mean, like, Susan might be a,
where we streaming?
Might be a female.
Yeah, no, that's why I said that. Corey's a little retarded sometimes.
It's
you
cool.
know,
man.
You know.
We both got kicked out in the 3rd grade. Fun story. Yeah, didn't learn anything. I'm just winging it.
Yeah.
All right.
Big wings.
Yep. Okay, so that's my mother.
Mom Dukes is in the building.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
How you doing?
Makes this whole conversation way deeper now.
Why?
Because you got to be, like, super professional.
Why?
Now.
I'm scared.
Your mom is here now.
Yeah, I was in my head as I was crying.
That means
I was,
she should know what to expect.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with, like,
scared.
A list of...
But she don't know what to expect from us.
She don't know you guys from a hole in the wall.
Exactly. Like, huh? This is scary.
I don't curse.
Hi, Mama.
No, you don't curse.
I don't curse.
All right.
I was gonna curse on purpose,
low key.
Yeah, I was too.
Exactly.
I was like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh man. All right. Let's just not be. All right.
Don't get into your heads about it.
All right.
I'll forget about it soon. Oh, she listens to all of them.
Okay,
we out here, man. What's up? Fuck it. This shit. Now, man. She know the vibes. Go ahead. Feel better. Shoot your shot, man. All right. So what we doing this episode, Bo? All right, so I guess to start off, you know, spring animes are in their second episode for the most part. Full bloom.
I like that.
Thanks, man.
I just thought about that.
Hey, blooming.
Yeah, so I guess we could quickly go over the ones we started and what we plan on watching.
Just a miracle growing it.
My hair.
You know, that target on his, I know you guys can't see this, but the target on his chest right now after that last episode makes so much
more sense. It really does.
Hero.
Yeah, so My Hero is definitely a fan favorite, but yes. I feel like, I was telling you this earlier, Corey, I feel like I ruined it for myself by reading ahead because now I don't want to watch what they're on.
And this is why I'm enjoying it.
I don't watch it season 3.
Yeah, I want to be at where I'm at.
Fact.
And it's not.
Well, if you didn't know how to read,
you know?
Well, this is
your fault. That's your problem. Take off your glasses, you'll be good.
This is where anime gets so juicy and good for me.
I just wear these to look
because of the fact that now I can just watch it and just wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
If I'm thirsty, if I'm thirsty, let's say, I'd rather read like a few, like after the season is over, I read what I'm getting into next season.
I can't do that.
No?
If I start reading the manga,
I thought it was a good idea.
No lie. Low key, most of the time, in the same day. That's what happened with My Hero.
Cause that's what happened with Kaiju.
That's exactly what happened. See, Kaiju was going
because after reading it, because now I'm learning the new tactics with y'all. Like, you know, after I've done reading the manga of where I'm at now, My Hero's playing it now. So it's like, I'm enjoying
it now.
It's
excruciating to you.
It's excruciating.
Very.
It's good.
It's excruciating to me right now.
Hashtag
excruciate.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure nobody's going to know how to spell it yet.
Well, yeah, we're good. The word's going to come out in like
you
a
know,
year.
I really sat down and thought about that for like a full 45 seconds.
You know, well, I went a whole day trying to put it out.
You did way too much work.
Yes. I was really, every time I want to use the word, it just excruciates my mind.
I mean, that's what happens, bro. That's what happens. It's just.
Well, so I'm getting there, though. The minute I'm.
Well, I was the only one that didn't use the word yet.
I refuse.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's a great word.
You're acting really excruciational right now.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Thank you, Zero.
You're excruciating like too much.
You, I don't like it.
You must be replacing
this. Okay.
I don't like it.
Allow me to use it in the word.
All right, let's go.
In a sentence. Okay? I'm about to excruciate this whole panel.
There we go.
With a new one.
Exactly.
All right, how's that?
You can use it like that, you know?
I didn't like how he used it, though.
I feel excruciate. Like you excruciated me.
Oh, my God.
He's excruciating all of us.
But, back to the topic.
Yes,
but
My Hero is.
My Hero is definitely the fan favorite, of course. I really enjoyed My Hero. There are some new animes that I'm really trying to get into. I'm really trying to sit down and watch. But like I explained to Bowen earlier, the artwork for the cover of the cover art got to be appealing for me.
Facts.
To make me want to, I'm going to watch it.
Facts.
Prime example.
You're turning into Bo.
I am?
No.
I won't lie.
I'll watch anything based on the cover art, but it's once I actually see it, that's what it matters.
But look where we split off now. Yeah. He has a three episode rule.
Yeah,
one episode rule. If I'm not sucked into this from the first episode is over, I might give it a second episode, but no. So for example,
that's kind of not fair though.
One, it's not, but
because some first episodes is just like a flashback.
Like 86 is first episode.
Granted, but that's if it's like I know it's a flashback. Like, for example, when My Hero came out, it was very slow when it started. And it was like, I don't want to watch it. But then the whole storyline with Deku and stuff, it got me. It was like, all right, maybe this might get good. Let me give it another chance.
Okay.
Where Tokyo Revengers, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Tokyo Revengers looked like it's going to be like some awesome show. Look at the, if you look at cover, well, to describe the cover to you guys, it's seven characters on top. I mean, in the screen. Am I telling? No, eight. Sorry, it's eight people.
Okay.
Sorry, it's eight people. Then they got one person in the middle. I'm thinking that one person about to be OP, and turns out to just it's really slow. It's like time traveling.
You thought it was slow? You thought it was slow?
So I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel.
I think it's the art. The animation style for it, the main character just looks too goofy. Something about it is.
I will say the main character shouldn't look younger
than
the brother.
And I think the next two is throwing me off.
Well, honestly, it was just the nose and the lips in profile that was throwing me off. Because I was like, why do they end so? Why are the lips sharp?
Yeah, there's something about it that's making me.
In terms of the plot,
who's giving you a Black Clover feel?
Erased.
Yeah.
Well,
Black Clover was worse because of the lines on the neck, and I still don't
read. I'm sorry, Zero said it the best to me. He was like, it's like Erased.
It's basically
the story is like
artwork wise,
but the art
isn't
style
touching Erased. Yeah. Artwork wise, animation wise, but story wise, I could see it having a better story than Erased.
And what was the
maybe not a better story, but I can see it ending better.
And what was the name of the other joint that y'all was telling me to watch?
Which one?
The Bullseye one.
Oh,
did you just tell you to watch it?
Yeah, this is. It only has the Japanese name on it. Isn't it
called? I think like "Don't Bother Me."
Yeah, or "Leave Me Alone." Something. Stop bothering me.
In effect,
Nagatoro san.
Yeah. Get off
me. But yeah, it's hilarious.
Funny, bro.
Some two high school students. One's I guess would be a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
and the other's a freshman. She's just bothering the shit out of him.
Just
yeah, like
every day.
It's really closer to bullying than it is bothering.
It's definitely bullying.
Yeah, there is some sexual harassment on her end.
There's some sexual harassment on her end.
Some, okay,
this you know, all right.
But it's fine. It's
but it's funny.
Yeah.
Is it another one?
No, that's the box for that.
I mean, I'm happy with the spring stuff. You know, My Hero 86.
Yeah, 86 is going to be another one to look out for if you're into.
I feel like Tokyo Revengers is going to, like, you know.
Hopefully it picks up better than how I want it to be.
I'm just really mad about Shaman King.
Yeah, Shaman King is right there.
Wait.
Before you jump into Shaman King.
One second. Oh, well, before we jump into Shaman King, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just telling Bo earlier that 86 reminds me of, like, the board game Battleship. Like basically, okay. Like how the board game Battleship is. Like
I see it. From
he's
the
talking about from the operator. Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
from,
I see it from
the operation thing.
Because
like,
I was like,
yeah,
Battleship, sir.
Yeah, like
but he
like,
said
ain't
too.
None of them been in water yet. I ain't even seen nobody take a bath.
But you know how like in Battleship they got the little machine.
Yeah, no.
Point,
no.
Like B6 or A5 and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, you hit
or
my Battleship.
I didn't have Battleship.
Yeah,
I was poor.
Huh?
I didn't have Battleship. I was poor. I had Guess Who.
Oh, I was just a.
Basically Battleship?
Yeah,
well, you still
guessing. I don't know, Dre. I feel like you're an only child, right?
Yeah.
So you might understand
it
this.
Weird to play that
you had board games, but never had anybody to play them with. Yeah. So I had Mike and Monopoly, and I was just playing with the money.
My dad wasn't ever gonna play a Battleship game with me.
Yeah, like, it was slow
guess
for that.
Who? My mom, you know, she tried.
Well, I had that experience of being an only child till like I was like 9, so I can.
Yeah,
understand where
I played
from.
Monopoly once a year at Christmas when my cousins would come by. You know,
I played Trouble by myself. Yeah. And I used to just press the button in the middle.
Because you just get in trouble.
And I played Twister by myself.
Did you win?
Nope.
Makes sense. All right.
Definitely
I get it.
Win.
You ever played chess against yourself?
No. Solitaire.
Can't
it's a very, it's a very lonely person game. Solitaire is good.
Scrievish.
The very Scrievish.
I feel like people that play Solitaire wear all black Air Forces.
I do not wear all black Air Forces.
What's wrong with all black Air Forces?
I feel like
it's
Korn
not
used to wear those.
It's not it, Korn.
It's not it?
No.
Okay.
This is exactly, I'm not going to say that.
No. Say what you're going to say. That's why people don't wear all black Air Forces. They're either a killer, a robber.
Worse.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
I see
no,
where
I stand. Really the joke.
That's really
I
joke.
See where I stand.
That's really the joke.
I see where I stand.
Google it.
So Black Tails 2?
Zombieland Saga. That's the one with the pop group, right?
Yeah, that's the pop idol group that comes back from the dead.
It's probably hilarious.
Yeah,
wait,
it is.
Somebody's going to say something about Shaman King.
Yeah.
Shaman King.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's 52 episodes?
Yeah, it seems that
way. So we're going to basically have to wait a year.
I feel like they're gonna do what
and
they
then,
did.
Like, another 6 months for Netflix to drop it.
So
they could do it the way they did Pokemon Journeys, so, and did parts like four parts to it.
They might do 26-26.
Here comes SL not knowing nothing. Shaman King. Can you explain to me what Shaman King about?
So they're shamans and they're trying to be a king.
They're extraordinary.
Okay, so the whole the whole thing is a tournament.
I mean, it's
okay.
Right,
the whole
thing
is a tournament.
It's right there.
You think I want to read
the
that?
Shaman fight, a prestigious tournament pitting shamans from all over the world.
Right, yeah, it's a big tournament.
Somebody passed their vision test.
Watch their
right. Somebody got the 2020.
Watch the original Shaman King, bro. Just watch the original Shaman King. It's fire.
Yeah, but the ending is trash for the original one.
Okay. Y'all do know I got my GED in the fourth grade, right? So I'm just trying to make sure.
In the fourth grade?
Yeah. That's, so that's why I'm at.
That's very
See, and then you guys use words like excruviate, and I just feel bad for the education system, and I wonder where
right
my
now,
taxes go.
You're excruviating everything right now, man.
Yeah, you are. So, I mean, it's just a big fight. It's basically a big fight.
Yes, it's a whole tournament.
It's like what was the joint we was watching on Netflix?
No, it's like, what's that show?
What was the show you watching on Netflix?
No, with the guy with the fire dragon.
Baki? It's like Baki in a sense? Oh, Fairy Tale?
No.
Flame of Recca?
Yes.
Fire? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fire. I'm sorry. Low-key, hey, that was a cool one.
You seen Flame of Recca?
No.
That was a good one, bro.
Flame of Recca sounds...
You've never seen
that's
Flame of Recca?
OG ones. The one with the dude that, like, swore he was a ninja.
He was a ninja, and he shot a fire dragon.
Yeah.
Nah, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yes. Me and Bo is on the same level.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to lie, though. I haven't seen the end of it.
Gotcha.
That's why it's still in my
country. It's on Crunchyroll.
But
I'll give Shaman King one of those. Look.
I don't know where you're going to find the original. Or if you can even find the original. Maybe YouTube. But
hopefully, I feel like they heard the cries that it ended horrible for everybody. So hopefully they fix it.
Probably Full Metal type thing.
Yeah.
Dear Diary, I got. What is this?
It's a diary that you got.
Okay.
Oh,
but I'm not gonna lie.
It's like a slice of life version of that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Okay.
With a diary that you got.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I've been killing slimes for 300 years or whatever the actual name is.
Yeah.
Again, sorry. Yes. Right now
we
they only have the Japanese
name
names, right? So I can't tell you the actual name.
What are we gonna call it?
Japanese.
What are we gonna, huh?
What?
Okay.
What?
What are we gonna call it?
What? This one?
Yeah, cause slime, we kill slime isekai.
We kill 300 slimes.
Can't call her slime isekai.
Can we call her like slime witch isekai? I guess just you know, let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was actually pretty funny.
Funny?
You know?
Is it on episode one already?
Episode two.
Okay.
You know?
Second episode was, I think, funnier than the first one.
Most definitely.
So that bodes well for sure.
Yeah.
That one was fire.
I really wish. Okay, always bring a gun to a
fruit basket so they could tell me what's going on with it.
Fruit basket.
Because I've heard nothing but good things about it, and now I'm saying unable to admit she wants to find a cure to what?
I'll tell you what, I'll be that weird person and watch Fruit Basket.
I'll watch it with you. Don't even.
I guess we just all watching it together.
Rolling chill date.
I wasn't, but hey.
Yes! Winning.
You know, he's very cold.
Winning, spinning.
He's cold.
Why is he cold?
Because he should have said yes, like, you know, happily.
I mean, he was just...
Happily?
He's undecided.
You gotta play hard to get.
You know, you gotta play hard to get.
Kids, give it up for free.
Especially
with
me.
I'm a whole out here.
Sorry.
I don't think Eden Zero is out yet, but that's
I don't think so. But
that's something
that's
gonna be
that's
that you should look forward to.
Oh, that's gonna be like
hopefully.
It looks like it could be a potential Black Clover.
I mean, if it's anything close to Fairy Tail.
So I heard everything that was wrong with Fairy Tail is fixed in this one. So
okay,
I don't know.
So
but I enjoyed Fairy Tail already.
You know, so funny. I really never finished Fairy Tail.
I haven't finished.
And I got a friend of mine that I got him to watch anime, and his first anime he watched was Fairy Tale, and he actually liked it.
No, Natsu is a first good.
That's
good
one?
Kind
of? Yeah. I was looking at that, right? And I was reading it starting from the top of the description. I was like, this ain't for me.
Again.
Then I got like halfway through. I was like, wait a minute. This could be fire.
Again, Corin got, Zero got that, you know, 50-50 vision right now.
Yeah.
Because yes. I'm struggling here.
Maybe because it's super bright.
You want me to read it? Neuralink, a complex park where...
Yeah, you could read it.
An AI?
An AI complex theme park where... Yeah. Okay. But basically...
What did I say?
You said a complex park?
Oh, yeah.
It could be complex, too.
We did.
Yeah, right? So, created as the first ever human autonomous android AI, the VV acts as an AI cast for the establishment of a filler mission of making everyone happy through songs. She continues to take the stage and perform.
So like all Small House.
All right.
So but the park is losing popularity. Right. Wait for it. Scroll down some more. Right. So losing popularity. Yeah, scroll down.
However, okay. The theme park was... One day.
Right? Basically, another AI comes from the future and is like, yeah, I need your help with, like, humans and AI. Like, Skynet, Terminator type shit is going to happen. So it's like...
Oh, when he said humans and AI made this motion, that's not where I...
that's
right,
not what
that's
I
not the Skynet motion I was getting.
I thought it was getting...
Yeah.
This is, for me, this is fighting. This is two
no, this is fucking...
I thought
especially
was,
when
I thought
you like
a circle and a finger.
See, the moment where I need to use this word, I don't use it.
You thought he was excreviating it?
There we go.
Yeah.
I thought they were trying to excreviate,
so we're trying to make sure.
Yeah, just more violently than you thought.
I really got to get this. I really got.
But nah,
I'm about to be a Pokemon like tomorrow and just say excreviate every
okay.
day.
It's like
every
a
second.
Seems
y'all
like
did,
Shadow's House.
Y'all did go past Megalobox. Shit. Megalobox 2, Season 2. If
okay.
y'all into boxing, somebody likes sports anime, you might want to do the boxing of Megalobox. Megalobox 2, Season 2 was good. Season 1 was actually great. Didn't see Season 2 yet, but I will get up on that. Pulse.
I'm waiting for Baki.
Baki, oh my god, I need Baki back. And the Kenshin tournament, am I saying it right on Netflix? The other one, that's the Renji Kenshin tournament. That one is tough too.
Oh, The Way of the House Husband, I have to say.
Oh yeah, you did say
right.
That.
Again, you can finish it in maybe 3 hours.
What, anime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
I'll watch it.
It is hilarious. The Way of the House Husband.
Is it funnier than Me?
Me's a good anime.
I mean, it has, on certain days, maybe.
I'm not funny?
What? You said Me.
Like Me, as in this guy right here.
I mean, maybe on certain days.
The excruciational person right here.
Oh, Gon Sensei is really a good character, too. I
it's probably a little...
trying to do everything around you. there's a lot of gems out here. Yo, you
oh yes, Godzilla.
I just like the characters. I just like the I just like really like looking at some of the artwork. So I'm just trying to see
like
what
this?
They're talking about. No, scroll back up. I saw something fire. That one right there, like Power Rangers. Let's say they got a little Megazord. Dinah Zeon. Am I saying this?
Okay. Oh, this is a sequel anime. Grid SSS Grid something.
Sound like something.
Yeah, this was something that came out already.
Okay.
Just scroll down, man. Just scroll
we
down.
We scrolling.
Yeah.
You was talking about that one, right? The Princess of Snow and Blood? About giving it a try?
So, yeah. I think I did it at the wrong time. Like,
oh, yeah. You was just
yeah,
talking about that. Yeah.
I didn't give it the attention it needed. So, I feel like I have to watch it when I'm focused on it. It's not something I can...
Okay, super cub. What is that? Second year high school student.
Stop it.
Doesn't lead a very interesting. Oh, all right, never mind. Godzilla SP. Oh my god.
Is that on Netflix or something?
I don't know, man.
The World Trigger animation. I want to watch too. I didn't play the game, but.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I watched up to like episode 40, and I.
What's interest?
Yeah.
But I've heard it's fire.
I want to try the game. I know they did a remaster on Switch and PlayStation, I think.
Ooh. You know where my curiosity is going to come into play? I'm interested in Odd Taxi.
Odd Taxi. Yeah.
My curiosity is going to play real strong.
I feel like I could make a show about myself in Odd Taxi.
I really want to make a comic strip now. Looking at that.
Seven Nights Revolution.
Yeah, I also tried that, but it was the same thing where I didn't have... the full attention.
I'm not gonna lie, the artwork of that made me not want to watch it.
What is Dragon Ball Super?
Because it looks like everyone in that picture is a grown ass person, except for them two.
Oh yeah, the Roman fighters.
At some point, anime just gotta have grown people fighting grown people. It can't always be just this 50-year-old dude just being mean as fuck to these 12-year-olds, bro.
Adults don't have time to save the world.
I know, but they don't have to like cause the apocalypse.
You know, yeah, that's what they do. that's the whole thing. You know, adults have to work. Teenagers have time. That's why they're always the heroes.
Touche. Okay. I like the analogy.
Right? So why can't when are you gonna save the world with your 9 to 5?
You're right.
You worked with me at Best Buy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of my break trips, I could have been saved.
Here's the thing.
We could have saved a few worlds.
here's the thing, right? All the real villains are corporate leaders, like Lex Luthor and all that.
Yeah.
Like Dan. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't put him on super villain status, but okay. No, okay.
That's almost right. Ultron. He just doesn't understand the internet as well.
You know? Yeah.
Why he never got out.
How? He works at Best Buy.
Exactly.
Are you not understanding the internet?
So we really gonna talk about who
you know, we're not doing that.
We got an episode dedicated to that. Yeah. We could bring on some
Best Buy. I feel like that's more suited for Corey's podcast.
What? I could probably
oh yeah, we should yeah. Wait, what? Our Best Buy life.
Plug yeah. Broadcast podcast.
Hey, Broadcast podcast every Thursday at 8:30. Tune in to your local IG lives. There you go.
And by local he means his?
Yes.
Yeah.
What you call it? The Roman fight is one of like a good one too. That like is about to be some heat. Just don't disappoint me. The artwork, the cover looked good, but just don't disappoint me. That's all I ask, man. Oh, it just came out too.
Yeah.
It's April 15th.
And I don't think it counts, but Castlevania comes back next month. Final season.
I mean, it should count if.
You know,
you just made me on
Bo. That was one of the
Yo, I don't know how you don't like the Castlevania.
You actually gave me as a
you don't mess with Castlevania.
Probably because I never liked the game too. So
I don't like but vampires.
Even yeah, I've only played like 2 or 3 of the games, and I love the anime more than I love the games.
I didn't like it. Even Devil May Cry. Devil May Cry series, I didn't like.
Well, I mean, Devil May Cry's anime felt like Dragon Ball Heroes.
Yeah.
It's like yeah, it is a promotion.
You guys just keep on watching Castlevania.
It's so good.
Okay.
So good. I don't understand how you. You know what? You know what? Let's not get into that.
It's just gonna happen for a while.
You know, we're just gonna use this as a segue to get into our main topic today.
Okay.
Right.
Big memes.
Let's go for it. Let's do it.
So the main topic for today is times animes have broken their own rules. Okay.
Okay.
You know.
Can you explain this?
So, I feel like the main ones that we're going to be talking about is Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon,
yeah.
Right?
Basically, the times where they cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you
every
know,
time they cheated.
Like, so, basically, every time they fight or play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but every time.
You know, now that you break that down like this, I'm definitely co-signing Dragon Ball Z then. But we continue.
Yeah.
We'll get deep. We'll get in depth in this one.
I don't know how they broke their own rules.
I feel... Yeah, I actually could.
Think they more retconned.
They changed a lot.
But like they'll go back and be like, the rule's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon is just like, listen, that's the rule. Previous episode, next episode, and this episode, just Ash don't have to follow it.
Right.
It's like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, we saw a couple of for the viewers in here.
You know, I don't even need this.
Oh well, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
For the viewers that's listening in, We did go over a little homework about this, and I must say this is a good topic to talk about. I think right now we're starting with Yu-Gi-Oh, and when I say Yu-Gi-Oh was like
Yu-Gi-Oh, bro.
Overly cheating game.
Yu-Gi-Oh, dog.
Yeah.
First off, the setup for the show was cheating because they could just summon whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With no tributes.
You want to hear a funny story?
I was confused why anybody had any 4-star monsters.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why
it's like my entire deck would just be the strongest cards I possibly have.
That's why I don't
if
know
I could just throw them out.
How big is this loss?
Funny story about how that affected me in real world.
I tried it
at a Toys R Us Yu-Gi-Oh!
Tournament.
Yeah. Oh, and the kid was like, yo, you're cheating. And I was like, what do you mean? I just saw it in the episode. Right? I watched it this morning before I came here. That's how I practiced.
That
the way we played was worse. We used to play a card, then play another card on top of it. Like, you had to kill that card to get to this card.
And, like, then he brought out a calculator, and I was like, what are you doing? There's no calculators in Yu-Gi-Oh! We're playing a game, not doing math. And he did one move, and I was dead. And I was like, I'm going home.
I don't want
to had my mom drive me home real quick.
Shout out to mom, who's still in
that's
building.
What having Yu-Gi-Oh! As a role model.
Yeah, that's...
You know?
Just become a real
embarrassed
world
me.
Well, another thing that was just a cheat, it was an OP cheat, was like, if my memory serves me correctly about Yu-Gi-Oh, didn't he have like, everybody had like certain devices, I want to say. Like the little chain. One had the chain, one had the eye.
Well, that was part of the show.
Yeah, that was part of the show. So that's different.
That's a different type of cheating.
We're talking about like...
That's plot cheating.
The game
we're talking about, there are rules for how you play the game, and they're just like...
Fuck them rules.
Like...
Can y'all give me like one?
So in Yu-Gi-Oh, you're supposed to fight the other monsters, and if you kill all the other monsters, you could attack them directly to win, right? So one time, there was a moon... Right? And the guy, he was fighting somebody who had a water deck. So Yugi made his monster attack the moon so it could overflood.
Yeah. Overflood what?
The fields.
Like, you know how the moon affects, like, the tides and stuff? Mm-hmm. So he destroyed the moon to make the water recede.
Oh, yeah.
In this hologram.
Yeah, it's a hologram.
So a basically, hologram fight. He attacked a card his opponent didn't use.
And I'm just trying to.
It might be there. It might be number one.
Can we talk about how we?
I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
The castle.
Castle.
No. Attack the moon. Here we go.
So Yugi uses.
Hold on 2 seconds.
That's what he did.
I'm just trying to make sure because before you read, I just want to make sure I got this like right. So, a hologram battle is going on, where the. Real moon.
No,
not the real moon.
Okay.
It's a holographic moon.
The problem is, break it down this way.
Okay, that makes more sense then.
How can we relate this? So, Pokemon, you know how you can, like, change the terrain or whatever?
Yes.
It'd be like if you're playing Pokemon, and your opponent changes it to, like, electric terrain, right? And you tell your Pokemon to use Recover, and it makes the terrain go away.
Nah.
It's like, but you didn't do anything to... Mm-hmm. He attacked a part of a magic card to make the other part of the magic card go away with a monster. That's not...
Attack the Moon. It's actually number 11 on this list.
Where's the castle? You remember the castle with the rings?
So this list is from thegamer.com, right? It's 20 times Yu-Gi-Oh! broke its own rules. Number 11.
This cheat code list.
This is crazy.
And it says, remember that one time that Yugi used his giant soldier of stone to literally attack the moon so the tide would dry up and allow him to go after the water monsters? Because I do. I don't. But,
I do. They were all, he had all his
they
monsters.
Had to make a card off it. What?
Okay, so I'm assuming all his monsters were underwater.
He attacked the moon.
So
to make the tide go back so he could attack. Which makes sense strategically if it's like Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But in a card game.
But you
like,
can't attack a magic card.
That'd be like, oh, I'm attacking your blue eyes. Well, your monster's weaker than mine. He's just attacking his wing. Or, you know, when he fused his mammoth graveyard into the blue eyes.
Says Yugi attacks what?
Hold on, wait. Alright, so this is number 4. Yugi attacks the ground. Yugi's battling against Pharaoh.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And Yugi takes down all 3 god cards. Okay. Which are like, what? One of the strongest cards?
Super OP.
They're OP
cards. I know
cards,
that much. Their cards were super OP.
So he uses ground erosion to target not Obelisk, but the ground beneath him. And
when you made him like fall in a hole?
Yeah, I don't guess.
Was that? But that's like the last.
I want to see number one.
Number one.
Was the Revival Gym thing cheating? It was.
Oh
cheating.
My god! I remember this.
All right, the magical mist could
that's
do anything.
Right.
Oh my god! I remember this. All
right.
Does anyone else remembers the entire plot? Device.
I don't know if
that
should
was
be number one, though, bro.
The magic
the
mist.
Shit.
This card could literally do anything in the first season before it was retired forever. Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
This is what happens when you screw your vocabulary.
This card was often paired with summon skulls and raised its attack by question
marks.
Since it was different, every time, it would do other things such as dispel poisons.
Every time, bro.
He attacked the ring on the castle, bro.
One time he used it to destroy a monster. One time he used it to make summon skull stronger. One time he used it to make the moth not be able to fly.
I mean, it's called, what is it, Makiyu, the magical mist? I mean, it's magical, clear.
Hey, yeah, I guess.
That tower did not say this ring is our levitation device. The castle? Like, bro.
And this is another Yu-Gi-Oh?
This is the follow-up. The follow-up. Yeah.
The Yu-Gi-Oh part was a little...
So this is with Jaden now. You know? Yugi's successor, I guess.
I feel like we're just missing the castle
part. Oh yeah, okay. So Cord, you see like you. I didn't see it.
The castle. He fused Batman's graveyard with the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon.
Well, it's on this one.
Don't let.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, it's on this one. So it's on CBR's list. CBR also has a list of 10 times that Yu-Gi-Oh has cheated. Honestly, there's probably 100 or more times that Yu-Gi-Oh has cheated. So there's lists for days on this.
So let me set up the background for this book because this is the one I'll always remember. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
So Yugi's dueling this dude, right? Mm-hmm. Dude got mad cards on the field. He got like 3 monsters on the field. He has one in defense mode. That castle you see here, right?
Mad magic cards in the back.
So he used a magic card. That's why you see that little thing around him.
Right, right,
boost their defense.
Scroll up a little bit. Let me try to get it. All
right. You see that little silo around him? Mm-hmm. Boost their defense, right? You see them swords in there. Mm-hmm. Yugi put that in there so they can't attack for 3 turns, right? Oh, that's legal. What this motherfucker Yugi does is you see that turtle with that dragon on the back? Mm-hmm. He shoots the dragon at that little symbol on the castle, the ring around it.
The little green joint?
Yes.
Okay.
Causing, so when his swords go away, the castle apparently can't levitate because that's what the ring does. So it falls on his opponent's monsters.
And kills all of them.
And kills all his monsters.
And the opponent loses that way. Because he couldn't get over the thing's defense, so he just attacked a part of it.
I like
so
this
it
list.
Couldn't float.
If this
so
is number 10, then this list is valid.
Bro.
Again, see? Number 9 was, again, destroying the moon.
That's making a good point, though. They was cheating on both sides. Because Mako's cars can't just hide underwater either. Yeah. That's not how that works.
Yeah, it's hologram. It's like,
there's no way Yugi should have won this duel.
I remember this one. This is where he fought
Kaiba.
The first time.
Yep.
Yeah. Kaiba was cheating.
Kaiba always hated Yugi, right? Like a passionate hate for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he beat him.
I think he's the only person that realized Yugi kept
just this is the shit.
That's what you was talking about.
The labyrinth wall where the dude's monster just kept retreating back into the walls. It was unattackable.
So you see those walls on the ground, on the field?
Mm-hmm. That's actually a monster.
That's a monster card. Called Labyrinth Wall, 3,000 defense. You see that green dude up there?
He has...
That's Wall Shadow.
He has 3,000 attack and 0 defense.
Somehow, they made it so Wall Shadow... Well, I see how they did it. They went off the lore of the card itself, Wall Shadow. Well, he can go in the walls. But, like, they're playing a game where you can only move for, like, a space at a time. That motherfucker could just go wherever. Because he's in the walls.
But again, it's...
It's holograms.
It's holograms. Mm-hmm. So
that's not how you fuse monsters. Yeah. You don't just decide they work.
That's
together.
Already a problem right there.
That happened?
Wasn't that a card they used?
Yeah.
Mystical Elf?
Mm-hmm. This I remember. So Mystical Elf.
Oh, yes, they did do that.
They
the chant. She started singing, right?
Yeah.
I do remember this.
Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that.
Wow.
100%. And it's not even like, oh, well, that's not the card's effect. The card don't have an effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just...
Yeah, it's an ordinary monster with just 800 attack and 2,000 defense.
I remember she was humming.
In the show, she sings a song and...
Transfers it.
Yeah.
And what?
That transfers 800 her 800 attack points to a random monster of your choice.
Yeah. Which isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Dark Magic Curtain doesn't work for both players.
Loki, Yugi did use that after...
On Arcana, right?
Arcana used the curtain, and then Yugi used it to summon his Dark Magician. Yugi's a damn cheater, bro.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Obviously.
This was it.
That's one of the biggest
ones. Yeah, number four is one of my favorites. Yes.
He turned the Harpy Lady into a grandmother. I'll never forget that.
He aged the dragon.
Baby dragon into...
You're supposed to fuse him.
Yep.
No, but the Harpy grandmother was crazy. You know, at least Thousand Dragon is a card. Where the hell did you ever see a harpy?
You're right.
Look, what is that?
You're right.
How many times did it fail, though?
Never.
I feel like it had to have failed once.
But when it failed...
Oh, I think against, who did Joey lose to?
Odion?
No, in the
Oh, in the tournament?
In the Duel Kingdom.
Didn't he duel... Who did he duel?
He beat Bandit Keith. He lost to Yugi. It failed against Yugi.
Did it fail? Did it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if it fails...
No, it didn't fail. It worked, but it aged Dark Magician into
Dark Sage.
Dark Sage.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah so...
Yeah, that was it.
Time Warp.
I'm telling you, bro. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember I thought I could do that in real life.
That was big
genius. I remember I thought I could do that in real life.
So, multiply to create... Thousands of Karibos.
Yeah, so instead of the 5 monsters you could put on the field, he had literally
Yeah, no. Thousands. That's why the Blue Eyes Ultimate Attacking kept a check. It's not even that he had thousands. Mm-hmm. After they were destroyed, they just regenerated. So basically, Yugi couldn't lose, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't multiply just give you like two or three?
It fills your board up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like every time.
Oh look!
There you go. I'm telling you, same duel. Same duel. Same. He look. He did that right after he did the other.
Wait. So he fused the magic card with the.
Yeah.
Yes. He fused the arrow with Mammoth Graveyard, then fused that with the dragon, right? Oh, no, this is the other time he cheated with it. No,
okay, yeah. So...
There you go. Yes, he fused Mammoth Graveyard with the arrow.
I'm sure I have to see number one now.
The dragon, and then the mammoth fused with the dragon, and because the mammoth is Mammoth Graveyard, he's undead.
Yeah, the blue eyes died.
And the dragon's alive.
It rotted.
The blue eyes started decaying every turn. Like, his attack dropped by what? It was...
It's still magical.
Yeah, bro, that was crazy. He used seven different things with that, bro.
Can we? What does the card actually do?
If you have a thunder monster on the field, it destroys all other monsters on the field.
He never did that.
No, he did it.
Like that effect?
That was like the first time
he
did it.
The actual effect?
Yeah, and then he used it to boost someone's Skull's attack by double.
What thunder card? That's crazy, bro.
All okay. Right. Oh no, this is gonna be pretty fun.
All right, so now let's switch it over to Pokemon. Right, so the anime.
Clearly, Yugi. By the way, all that cheating that Yugi was doing was first, second season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't even get into like season 4, 3, 4, 5. Like,
you know,
Yugi's a damn cheater.
Okay.
He ain't no hero.
The series would be a lot shorter if they had a referee.
Yeah.
Yugi would have lost. Like,
what do you mean? That's what I'm saying. The series would have been.
Don't scroll down yet. Let's all make a prediction. What do you think is gonna be on this list?
Okay. So, his fight against Brock is definitely on there.
I'm
right?
gonna go with yes. Pikachu sticking his tail on the ground against.
I'm going
sense.
With Brock. 100%.
Brock is definitely
the
on there.
The Onix thing gotta be there. It's gotta be there.
Yeah, the Raichu Pikachu thing gotta be there
I
too.
I can see that too. Hmm. I'm trying to think of what.
Funny enough, though, I remember most of these Pokemon battles.
Oh, you know what?
But I can't think
here?
Of them
yeah.
off top.
Sabrina versus Ash is gonna be here too.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened with that?
Hunter he made her laugh. And she turned good.
Like the Haunter, like. Wouldn't fight for Ash, I think.
Yeah,
no, it just disappeared when Ash went into the battle. Like, it left. Mm-hmm. And then just pulled up and was like, what was he doing?
He did I think he did the scary face thing, right? No,
he kept making faces at Sabrina and she started laughing.
And then she turned into a good girl.
So she was like, yeah, you can have the badge.
Well,
you
know,
well,
I think
you
in
the
Haunter.
And he's like, well, you never... And Haunter's probably sitting there like, you never caught me. This is like, I've just been floating around behind you.
I said, the Mackie, don't mind me. Like,
it's like, low key, me and the fam killed you, didn't we? And like, send your ghost out and put you back.
That's interesting enough right there.
Well, I think the latest series addresses it because mm-hmm. they bring back Misty and Brock for an episode or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or it's either in the Sun and Moon episodes. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about how he got their badges. And they're like, yeah, well, we felt bad for you. It kind of just...
Gave
you the badge.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did he get the badge from Misty? Was it a Team Rocket thing that he stopped?
No, they went to her gym. Her sisters didn't want to battle him or some shit like that. Her sisters, weren't going to battle Ash. They just give him the badge. But she was like, nah, he has to battle me.
How did she lose? Team Rocket interfered, right?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she beat Pikachu. I don't know how, but I'm pretty sure she
Bubble
needs
Beam.
Pikachu.
Probably.
I think. All right. Well, so
Pikachu the most inconsistent.
So what we got? Four. We all agree on four.
Yeah. Let's start this list of stuff.
Number 15.
Using friendship and luck instead of actual tactics.
That kind of works in the game.
So
is this just
that kind of comes into the game though?
Okay. No, I want to see
what?
When he did it.
Like the games have a mechanic, like or had a mechanic where like the more your Pokemon liked you, they like. Recover from status.
The tough it out and shit?
No, not just that, but, like, they would, like, literally, like...
Oh.
Like, my Pokemon would stop. No longer be burned.
Oh, like, Pikachu
just
wanted you,
so much,
yeah, wanted you to stop worrying about it.
Yes.
About
yeah,
it, so stop being poisoned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that was late into the Pokemon series they introduced that. Ash was doing this since
1999.
He can see the future.
You
tried it. Yeah. So, Pikachu be the Mega Lucario. Is what you say.
Pikachu beat a couple legendaries. No, Pikachu was getting tossed by Mega Lucario.
Yeah, and then he got friendship and then he beat him.
Did he?
He basically
read that second paragraph right there.
Really? Hold on.
Ash gave Pikachu a bit of encouragement.
I feel like there must have been something more to that.
A bit of encouragement.
Because I remember Mega Lucario beating the bitch out of Pikachu.
But that's why they're saying the second battle.
He said, I'm here for you.
Yeah, this isn't the second battle, though. This isn't the second battle between them.
You got this.
I bet. No.
But he knocked me out 8 times.
Just so you know, in the first one, Lucario was beating Pikachu ass so bad. I've never seen it before. Pikachu was running away from the dude. Like, not on some, like, okay, make space. He was like, no, I'm leaving. He's going to kill me.
Wait, they got Mega Evolve?
So that's the thing. Yeah. Greninja doesn't Mega Evolve, but Ash is Greninja.
Well, that's technically not Mega Evolution.
Yeah, but it was stronger than all the rest of them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an ability that did it.
Ash and Greninja.
That only...
Didn't they, like, fuse?
Not really. Ash is just...
Or they did some crazy shit where they just loved each other so much that he got stronger. So
yeah.
In battle, apparently, they were so in sync. And
Yeah, game. Look. The move has been a Bond phenomenon.
Yeah. But it's only for Ash.
It's
and
not
only,
Mega Evolution, right?
Yeah, and only in it.
I don't know if that's straight up cheating.
Okay.
That's cheating.
Okay.
I never realized you knew.
I didn't remember
so number 13 is.
Alright, so Dig, I knew.
That's
I forgot
cheating.
About that.
Ashes, Bulbasaur,
new
flying moves.
It was like when their life is at risk, they may use moves that they didn't know before. Mm-hmm. Like, but Dig is a TM that needs to be taught to it anyway.
Wait, when did he use Whirlwind?
I remember this. I think it was when he first caught him. Like when the episode we was actually trying to get him.
That's what I want to first use move to deflect an attack from Venonat and the Belly.
Oh, Jesus. They said it was a dub and error. At least, so he didn't really.
But
didn't
I feel like it's worse because in
worse.
The Japanese version,
yeah,
he says to just blow it away.
The attack from the Venonat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be. It's 2000.
It definitely shouldn't be.
Never mind.
Yeah,
it's still no. He's still cheating.
Who did he use Dig on?
He used Dig to create a lake.
So that's my other thing about Pokemon. You gotta change the name of some of the moves.
Yeah, because you
because
should just be able to dig.
If you tell me Bulbasaur can't learn Dig, how he dug a whole lake, and if he can dig a lake, why can't he learn Dig? You know,
breaking in and putting out.
That's how he got the fourth badge?
Yes, from Erica.
Oh, because Vileplume was in there on fire, right?
Yeah, Team Rocket did some shit and like lit the place on fire.
Wait, so he wasn't allowed in the gym because he insulted someone's perfume, right?
He snuck in disguise as a girl.
The perfume they make earlier.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
He dresses up as a cross dresses as a girl.
So he battled Erica.
There's
for
a lot of
bit.
Cheating going on in here.
Uh huh. Cross dresses, gets in. Team Rocket sets a fire, and Ash puts out the fire and gets the badge for that. That's cute.
Big cheat.
Right?
Can I ask why the grass gym doesn't have sprinklers anyway?
Got a point. But mind you,
but Onyx wouldn't have.
Least one water Pokemon that can put out a fire.
Ice Aqua Jet.
First though, I know it's gonna be on the list. What? The shit he did with Swallow and Pikachu. When he had Pikachu use Thunder
on
his
Solo
to give him a Thunder Arm,
okay.
That's gotta be.
Yeah. If this is, then it also does. That's creating a move called Ice Aqua Jet. Okay. So he created a hybrid attack.
Oh my gosh.
Aqua Jet is a normal move?
Yeah. Well, it's
water.
A normal move, as in.
Oh,
normally
like it's.
In
it, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Normally in the game, but.
I don't. So.
Using
Squirtle?
Ice beam to
So basically, isn't that just Ice Shard? At that point, just with Buizel in the middle.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Buizel's running, he's frozen too.
Is this a 2-on-2 battle? Because how did he freeze himself?
This is a good question.
No one Ashy probably had. It's like, run straight into the ice beam.
Come on, man. We called this one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah
this one was on there. Using Haunter's comedy skills in Saffron's gym.
Yeah, that's
okay. So another story about Ash getting a gym badge without actually beating the gym leader.
Facts.
Right. On his third attempt, it happened though.
Oh, that's what happened. You made Sabrina laugh, and that made Kadabra laugh.
Yeah.
So I think whoever he was using against Kadabra beat him. I think. Yeah.
Sabrina's father. It was Alec.
So,
the
gym leader didn't even declare the battle.
That's a fact.
It was her dad.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Sabrina got hoed.
unfairly using them for
okay, that's not cheating. That's not cheating.
That's not that. Yeah, we wouldn't call
that. Put out a low level Chikorita and actually use Charizard.
But you know who Ash is.
I feel like that's strategy because when I come back after.
That's also his only fire type.
Yeah, when I come back to Viridian Forest after beating the Elite Four.
You got Charizard out.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you outside with it.
So.
That's not hold up.
She should make stronger grass Pokemon.
Oh, they make mention of that. Yeah.
That's literally how you play that's, the game.
You know what?
Okay. How do you think I got past Brock with a Charmander?
Teaching Pikachu impossible moves.
Yeah.
All right. Forgot to even mention
that. We gotta go through a few of these.
Okay, so let's see.
Where we at?
Let's jump back.
So Pikachu can't learn Tackle?
No, I think Scratch is his move.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Leer.
All right. Leer. Yeah. That makes sense because that Pikachu is not an imposing Pokemon at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only two?
From what I could see, but I...
Pikachu is able to win battles despite the fact that Pikachu has known been able to learn this move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only really two, though. Wait,
we forgetting about Iron Tail. You can't...
No, he can learn Iron Tail.
Almost anything with a tail can learn Iron Tail.
Okay. Using electric moves to beat ground and rock types.
Can you beat a golem?
Well, rock types make sense because technically you could win. So,
can
electric affects rock.
Can you?
Yeah.
But it's not like super.
I know, but I've gotten through rock Pokemon with a normal Pokemon before. Like, it can happen. It's going to take a while.
Okay.
No, but you can't use Thunder on a rock Pokemon.
No, you can, but it's not effective. Ground is just. Effective. It doesn't.
Ground is immune to it completely. It's just
most rock
Pokemon tend to be ground, though.
So.
Your Golem is it? I don't know how.
Use another trainer's Pokemon.
When did he use another trainer's Pokemon?
You can't be talking about the Charmander.
Didn't he use the girl Charizard?
Yeah.
Ash when he sent them out.
Okay, no, they're talking about
the Charmander. That
yeah. Didn't so at that point,
the dude like released him.
No, he wasn't released yet. He just left him there.
Yeah, he left him on the.
But he wasn't released. Releasing is an actual like.
I guess. But
so,
it's also not like Ash threw a Pokeball and caught him. It was like,
he did
you're
it.
Sick, come to the Pokemon Center.
No, didn't he try to take him back when he was a Charmeleon?
No, he tried to take him back while he was still a Charmander. Yeah.
Charmander was like,
nah,
oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
He did
throw Aim for the Horn, I remember this too. That's when he fought the Rhydon.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was it?
Aim for the Horn, because Pikachu's attacks wouldn't affect a ground type.
Can we talk about how the fact that Rhyhorn's ability is Lightning Rod?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a thing it does as a strategy.
You know what's the best part about that? This one too, in the newest anime and Journeys,
mm-hmm.
Rhyhorn definitely is going against Zapdos, and Team Rocket is using Rhydon's Lightning Rod ability, and he's getting struck in the horn to root the lightning
because
down.
The horn is the Lightning Rod.
Yeah,
basically because it's a ground type immune to it, mm-hmm. it'll draw any electric attacks to it to like cancel it out. So I don't know how he basically did what the Pokemon does to deal with that. To be, I don't get it.
Beating Jesse and James instead of Giovanni.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh no.
They fought Jesse and James.
That's not even fair. He beats them on a regular.
Yeah,
this is true.
Well, they weren't using their Pokemon though, were they?
They were using Giovanni.
Okay.
They're kind of.
No,
trash
Giovanni
tricks.
Watched Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
And did the Mewtwo thing
you
happen
know,
right Gary's, after Gary?
Gary had a good team. Didn't he have... He had Arcanine.
Yeah, he had a well-balanced team.
Umbreon?
Not in season one.
Yeah. So he was just using Eevee in the tournament against Ash? Right there.
Okay,
right
so...
There.
Number three.
Giving
Thunder
Swellow
armor.
Thunder armor.
I still don't get how that even works.
All right, so it's an improvised team-up tactic. Let's see. Pikachu and Swellow are in a 2-on-2 battle.
Mm-hmm.
And insane idea to have Pikachu attack some clouds, you know, to send back lightning bolts aimed directly at Pikachu and Swellow, which gives them thunder armor.
So,
and they become impervious to attacks.
Everything you're thinking right now, Corey? Yeah.
So,
yes.
We know that Swellow is... weak against electric.
Yes.
for him to.
Okay.
To, you know.
We was just talking.
You remember when Sasuke, he was kidding on Itachi?
That's basically
what he did. Imagine if the Susanoo was just then cloaked in lightning, like, oh, this is pretty good.
I mean, or like when Thor hits Iron Man with electricity in the first movie, and he's like, ah, power at 400%?
Yeah.
Mm. My suit charge?
So his swallow is Iron Man, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That makes sense. Makes sense.
Oh, he beat Rocket. He beat Team Rocket in the gym to get it.
But I'm confused about when they. Huh.
Yes. And mine. Okay. And me and Bo's answer.
Yeah. So the number one. The number one is activating.
Okay, we knew that
would happen. I didn't think it was going to get number one, but.
Activating the sprinklers to beat Onyx. The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It's
the cheesiest thing.
Yeah.
I would argue the Thunder Armor is worse.
Well,
because not only should it have not helped, it should have, like, low-key made him work. Like, it should have knocked out his swallow.
Well, I think
he used Thunder on his Flying-type Pokemon.
Well, I think the one that's worse is the plant. It's the plant gym not having sprinklers.
Yeah.
And there's a fire.
But the rock one has sprinklers.
Does the rock gym have sprinklers?
The rock area.
All his Pokemon know rock throw. Rock throw to fire.
Exactly.
Rock ground alone is just gonna cover right. Fire.
I bet you Misty's gym had a sprinkler.
Of course.
I mean, Misty's gym had a pool in it.
I mean, it was basically just a pool.
Yeah.
Can she breathe underwater?
Who,
Misty? Misty, yeah. She was underwater for like 7 minutes.
I wouldn't be fucking surprised.
When they fought Team Rocket?
I don't know, man.
Definitely the most. This is crazy. He started off.
Is that look? The first season, he's probably cheating the most.
Yeah.
I think he calmed it down.
He got four
bit.
Badges. No, he got Giovanni's.
How many badges Misty. In the first season of the eight did he actually
Five,
like beat
three.
People?
He beat Blaine. He beat Lieutenant Surge.
The second time.
Yeah, but I'm saying like.
Oh, okay. With some cheating, technically.
Yeah, because that's where he puts his tail in the ground to.
So if that's
lightning
true,
rod.
So
that's cheating too.
So Blaine.
It might be easier to say that once he. Doesn't get credit.
No, he only.
Oh, are we saying that he
don't
cheated?
Don't get credit for Brock.
Are we
right?
saying he cheated?
Oh, and
all
Koga. He beat Koga.
Did he? Well, he's not. Koga's not on the list,
Google,
so I guess. I guess he did.
Let's see. Google that. See how many gems Ash.
You
know,
just Ash vs. Koga.
Because we can count the ones that he did.
We're not counting Brock.
He cheated against Brock.
Yeah.
We're not counting Brock. Not counting Misty. Not counting Surge. Not counting Erica.
Yeah, and not
counting
Sabrina. The fifth
is Koga. Yeah,
Koga.
Not counting Sabrina and not counting Giovanni.
Yeah.
And Giovanni's out.
So he was just
he was just
getting gym badges for free.
Yeah, no, I want to see go to that. I'm actually curious on how what happened with him and Koga.
I know we all remember the Blaine, the Charles. Well,
he seismic
that
tossed.
That was Charles
yeah.
Yeah, he seismic tossed
him. When they both went into lava and they just popped back up, that was fine.
Yeah, no, I would.
Oh, yeah, that fire one was the fire gym.
Yeah,
I remember that one. Because he definitely did seismic toss.
Koga had the venom off.
Huh. I don't like how we said Pokemon WTF moments and like Koga versus him was in there.
Koga was a sixth. So Sabrina was fifth?
No, Sabrina was seven. No,
Blaine was seventh.
Sabrina was
six. They just said Koga was six right there.
He went to Koga six, I think. Well, I guess in the games you could do either Koga or Sabrina first. But I think you actually get to Koga first.
Yeah.
And then you fight Sabrina, but technically Sabrina's like...
I think the first two games are like non-linear, so you can attack most of them in certain orders.
Wait, go. Or you could just dig Google though, to like give us the plot. Or you could watch that.
And then we got AMDs.
Yeah.
I don't want to get copyright strike.
Okay. Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle is probably like that. And Jigglypuff is like, oh, my mom.
Why fire blast the whole? Okay, so he.
I would have told Blaine, "Yo, Blaine, fight me in a gym," and then I would.
But that's
just
not even Koga.
Yeah, no.
Don't tell me. Koga.
Is that Janine?
There
okay,
goes
there
Koga.
Goes
Koga. Okay.
I feel like I remember this. If Charizard uses like a fire tail whip on his Pokemon, bro, I'm out.
A Zubat.
I mean a Golbat.
Yes.
So wait, you mean something? You know what's a Golbat?
Look at Charmander looking lost, bro. How you get to the fifth gym with a Charmander still?
No way.
That's what happened. He was scared.
And did Fire Spin?
I guess that's Fire Spin.
Oh, he's Super Sonic.
Rico's for Fire Spin.
Right? I'll give him fire spin. He learned it by mistake.
Okay. So that's flamethrower.
No, that is fire spin. That's fire spin. Yeah.
Oh, so then what was he doing before?
Fire tail whip. Fire and lighter. Hey.
That was a hell of a... Hold on, he didn't just have to fight one Pokemon, did he?
So wait, if Ash really that was it. Charm... That's it?
He fought a Golbat and I had to fight a whole fucking Muk?
That was it.
Nah, bro.
No, he fought Venomoth, bro.
End of episode.
Did he?
End episode.
I know he... You gotta Google this. You have to Google it.
He did fight Venomoth. It popped up.
No,
that's
it.
The okay, here it is.
That was a Venomoth.
Yeah, I fought the Venomoth.
No, that... Wait, no, that might have been the girl's Venomoth.
She's probably the referee.
Yeah,
too. Yeah, that's his.
You brought the Pidgeotto.
So makes Pidgeotto sense.
Used Gust on
it. He couldn't blow away that.
Couldn't blow that away, but Bulbasaur.
Is he dead?
Bulbasaur could just,
away some. So Charmander won him this gym.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
How does a flamethrower...
Why did they go outside? That's what I'm missing. Why did they go outside?
He probably set the whole place on fire.
He was going to set it on fire if he was...
Yeah.
He
was like, hey...
So Golbat was his main monster? I mean, Pokemon?
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Not for us. It was Muk.
Yeah, Muk.
That's not... So Ash cheated us. He cheated us.
Again, right, so he beat Koga. These animes set us up in real life. That's what I'm saying.
He'd be Koga and Blaine. We could agree, right?
I'm still okay. Not counting Koga until I find out why they went outside. Because that sounds like some Team Rocket shenanigans.
He was probably going to set the whole place on fire.
He didn't use Venomoth and he sent out Crobat.
I'll give him Koga and Blaine.
I'm not giving him Koga. I don't trust that man.
You gotta
give
him Koga and Blaine.
Koga and Blaine.
Yeah.
Who's Blaine?
The fire.
Magmar. Oh, right. Yeah. Those two, yeah.
So, Ash got 2 out of 6 badges. That is wild.
2 out of 8.
Two out of eight.
So, hold on.
No, he beat... Okay, so they said he beat Koga legit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Charmander was a Charmander at the 6th gym, and a Charizard at the next gym?
But he might not have done them sequentially like that.
Because I think the order you're supposed to go down and then back up to Sabrina and the game, technically, I guess.
It doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying because...
But, like, the way the game walks it through you, the way it kind of guides you is it kind of guides you to Koga first, then to Sabrina.
So Sabrina was...
So, technically... I feel
like Sabrina was before Koga, though.
No, you got to her city first, but remember Team Rocket had took over, so you couldn't get in nowhere?
No, not in the game. I'm talking about the show.
Oh, the show? I don't know.
What I'm saying is, Koga was 6th. He had a Charmander.
Either way, he had a Charmeleon by the 2nd gym.
But again, we don't know when he hit what, so I couldn't say.
Yeah, but... yeah.
Because it's not in order. There's no real order to it.
I feel like he fought Blaine after Koga.
I feel like he was fighting them in order, though. Was he?
I don't think so.
I feel like...
Well, he did the first four.
Because of how
how it goes.
But
it's
but
really just Koga and Sabrina. You can flip flop if you want, but it just depends on if you do the Team Rocket hideout before Koga.
Yeah. Where? What's in the Fuchsia?
Oh, you know what it is. If you go to Koga and you do the Safari Zone stuff and don't fight Koga, I think then you can go back up and open up.
I want to say he evolved during the Safari Zone thing. Maybe
he. Well, I know evolved into Charizard when the Aerodactyl was kidnapped him or whatever. And it was like, I can't fly.
But he had a Charmander.
So wait, when did that happen with the fossils? How late in the sea?
How did he get Charmeleon again? It was in a... Who did he fight?
When Charmeleon... He evolved into Charmeleon?
Yeah.
I got you right now. Hold on.
Good question.
I actually know nothing about it.
You don't know nothing about it? I don't remember none of it. Shocking.
That was a while ago, and you see how much he was cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big cheater. Not gonna lie to you.
Okay. March of the Executor Squad. Okay. There was a horde of Executor and Charmander, like flamethrowered all of them, and then evolved.
Okay.
Episode 41. Wait, so when did he fight? How long is the Pokemon anime?
It's long, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Like episode 41 and evolved into Charmeleon. If it's as long as I'm thinking that it is, the hell was he doing for like the second half of the show?
But
anyway, Ash is a cheetah.
Yeah.
Yugi's a cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
86 looks like it's gonna be a fire anime. Tokyo Revengers.
So what do you think is gonna be the out of what you've seen so far? What do you think is gonna be the best one?
Shaman King.
Shaman King.
So I guess 86.
A6.
But I feel like the if I could separate comedy and the regular one, I'll give you 86 and the
300-year witch.
Not even. I think the other one's funnier. The
Yeah.
I think that one's funnier to me than the 300 one.
Did you ever see Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out?
I did not.
You should watch that. If you like this, I feel like it's made by the same person. I don't want to say that it is.
From what I've heard of the other one, it seems like basically the same shit.
But maybe I'm being biased, but I'm going to go with My Hero.
We're not going to... We're doing new ones only. New ones only.
Yeah, okay.
Returning notwithstanding.
Then... I got high hopes for the Roman fighter.
Okay.
Because I'm curious to know about it. Always bring a gun to a knife fight is my two choices that I want to say. I'm going to actually try to watch those when I get home today.
If Shaman King ends right,
it's
going to
be good.
It was fire, bro.
If we get it this year.
Right. I think I'm going to go with 2 Year Eternity.
Now, not going to lie, that, on the, like, the serious anime side, it would be between that and 86.
Mm-hmm. 86 is my number 2.
Tokyo Revengers, depending on, like, where it goes, but for right now, it just has potential.
Tokyo Revengers, for me, I feel like I'm going to drop it.
I already know I'm going to drop it.
Yeah, mom-type Squirtle.
Yeah.
Squirtle.
I might drop Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers is ticking me off, but it's only the first episode, so I gotta get.
Well, the second one came out.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna watch Boruto.
I would say the first episode showed good potential.
Boruto.
The second episode just felt like the first episode again.
Boruto. Yeah. On the other hand.
So I'll give it maybe to episode 4. See how that goes. We're not gonna talk about Boruto because that's a returning anime.
We're really
not, well as an anime.
No, I just want to say like that was a good episode today.
They should have. You know what they should have done? They should have pretended like they were making the Boruto anime until like just now. Like, so make the anime, do all that filler stuff, just don't put it out.
Yeah.
And then just start here at episode, 374?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just start at, like, episode 300 when it actually starts getting to the plot.
If they took all the BS away from most of the episodes, it would be
20 episodes long.
20 episodes? Nah. What we on right now? 90-something? Dre? You know off the top of your head? Like, it's like episode 90 or something?
We're on like 170.
170, excuse me. All right, so out of the 170...
About 20 episodes is okay. Maybe 15.
No.
Like, when they fought Momoshiki in the series, it was fire.
Okay.
So I want to say half.
Half?
I want to say half. Out of 170?
You think there was 85 good episodes?
I'm talking about storyline. Story-based, like...
I'm talking about that, like, follows the actual, like,
that follows the main, if they didn't add the filler, it'd have been episode 85.
There's only one good fight in the whole show.
Okay.
No, granted, I'm not taking
that
away.
You just saying minus filler.
I'm just saying minus fillers, you got a
sweep. One good fight in the whole show.
No, he's not saying fight.
I'm not adding fights. I'm not talking
about
fights.
Now, the problem with that is when you take out the fillers and you're left with 85 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm. And then if you start the 85 episodes to now.
And then you cut out the bad episodes. You're left with what? Probably like 35, 40, maybe?
Maybe 50.
So out of 170.
But there's definitely not 50, bro.
Let's give him benefit of the doubt. Out of 170?
What name good parts in the show?
All right, the tournament.
Which tournament?
The whole point of the storyline when he does the tool.
There's no good fights in that, though.
There ain't no good fights.
But there's more to anime than fights.
We're not talking about that.
What's the point of a tournament?
What do you mean?
The tournament to show, to display everybody's new talents.
But that could be for story too.
Yeah, because you don't know what Boruto can do. You don't know what.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't know what. All right, you didn't know what Gaara's son can do. You didn't know what Shikamaru's son could do. That's the point of
the
tournament.
Wasn't that the tournament when
Shikamaru's son? Yes, we did.
Granted, we know what they.
But
gonna
you
get,
haven't seen.
But
them.
You don't know.
Yes,
what,
we did.
Wasn't that when Momoshiki attacked?
Bro, the tournament was like. Way in.
What do you mean?
The tournament definitely wasn't weighing in. Are you talking about the Chunin exam?
Yes.
Isn't that when Momoshiki attacked?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the movie that they showed.
Yeah, so that's not weighing in.
Didn't we shit on Super for showing two movies back to back to start the show?
How far was that?
I didn't shit on it. That was no, matter of fact, I did. Something. No, truth be told, I did. It was like
44 mm-hmm. I did.
I did.
No, it's the only episodes I've seen. It's around 40.
Yeah, because I saw up to the tournament.
So that's like 40 episodes in.
So we got 40.
If that.
So look.
No, it's at least that.
Yeah.
So look, we got that 40 right there.
So it took you 40 episodes to get to the
tournament. No. Then you got 40 episodes to get to the tuning exams.
Yeah, so you took away that. Oh, no, yeah, you're right. So if you take away the first 20, you got 25 right here. Then you go to the fight, the Mama.
That's the only good part.
The Mama Shiki fight. Uh-huh. Then you go to the.
Then you skip straight to Delta.
No, not even Delta, because actually, Delta. You know what I actually enjoyed? I actually enjoyed the other arc they fought, where they fought in the desert.
Oh, I thought you were guessing when they went to the Mist Village.
I was about to say, because that was trash. Cool. That was trash.
No, the Mist Village was okay.
When
that's the Kage getting beat up by some teenagers in his own village.
No, but...
with his own swords.
No, Boruto versus the teenager...
You know what I'm talking about? Where he was in the desert.
He fought the puppets.
Yeah, he fought the puppets. That was good. See, if you break all those down and then to the
story. Good is good. Is it?
Huh?
It's pushing it.
Yeah,
it's watchable.
It's watchable, definitely. That goes on it just gets annoying because, like, you know,
they're not doing nothing.
That's why everybody's bashing it so bad because no. It's like
why everyone's bashing it is because put it into perspective. Episode 6
mm-hmm.
of Naruto. Is when they make you think Kakashi died to those two dudes that jump him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're in the Land of Waves. Like, the Zabuza arc is happening by episode 6 of Naruto.
And that's because that was their first mission.
Lee versus Gaara is episode 35.
But hear me out. And like I said, this is all for argumentative purposes. Like, just, I'm not even knocking how y'all feel about it.
Just from my perspective, it's like Boruto, like, goes on for so long. And then you'll get, like, a speck of something good. And, like, this whole thing.
Agreed.
At least I could say Naruto started. We went Zabuza.
Agreed.
We went straight to the Chunin exams, which is one of the greatest arcs in all of anime.
Mm-hmm.
You go fucking the fights in between.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lee.
A couple fillers, you know, a couple.
Where?
I mean, no fillers, excuse me. A few fights that went around. Besides
a bunch Naruto. Of fights. Orochimaru pull up.
Granted.
On them and beat their ass.
But
Rock Lee beats, pull up and fight them. Rock Lee fights the Sasuke sound. Ass.
That Rock Lee fights the sound dudes for okay. Sakura, and then Sasuke wakes up with the curse work and beats their ass.
But you see,
Gaara murdered about 7 people in the span of 2 episodes off screen.
But again, this is. But y'all see how the character y'all saw the character development with these episodes from 1 to let's go with 40 because you said that's when.
If we go from 1 to 40. We're going to, from the beginning of Naruto to the third Hokage's death.
Right.
Like, at 40?
All of that.
In 40 episodes, I believe he's
a little bit. No, not 40.
At 40?
Not 40. That's Lee Gaara.
Oh, yeah. The Lee Gaara, yeah. So
like a little bit past Lee Gaara.
So just hear me out now. So you got the 1 through 35.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Character development. We didn't know what Gaara could do. We didn't know what Gaara was doing just yet.
Still don't know what Gaara did.
Yeah, I'm
they
saying.
Never developed Gaara. Gaara just pulled up and murdered somebody.
Exactly, because we didn't know. That's the development, because like we don't know what he can do. You understand what I'm saying? We didn't know what God sent. We didn't know what Bushibrow could do. I gotta call him Bushibrow. But we didn't know what Bushibrow could do. We didn't know. That's exactly how my durag's gonna come out. That's dope. We didn't know. We all saw how these characters developed when they was training. Versus Boruto now. We didn't know nothing. We
check which episode
but
the
but I 100% agree with
that's
with y'all that was
okay,
just
okay. So it wasn't 35 then. It must have been like
so.
40?
Episode 40 is Kakashi versus Orochimaru.
That's before the Gaara fight, though.
Mm-hmm. So Gaara
so
fight,
Gaara fight might be 50, maybe.
Maybe
which one?
Gaara's fight versus Lee.
Gaara Lee.
That's 50.
Episode 50.
Okay,
episode 50.
Okay, episode 50.
Oh man.
But it's like 50 episodes in.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, bro. So you're talking about how we know we can. So in those 50 episodes,
mm-hmm.
they went through what Naruto could do, Sakura, Kakashi,
mm-hmm.
Zabuza, Haku, Gaara, Lee, Tenten, unfortunately,
yeah,
Ino, Choji, Shikamaru,
mm-hmm.
Everyone they fought. So the three Sand, the three Sand Ninja, the three Sound Ninja,
yeah.
Orochimaru. The third, well, not Orochimaru. Well,
so,
Orochimaru, episode like, 50. We get all of that. By the time you get episode 50 here...
They're the Chunin exams as well.
It's recommendation. Just starting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, so in those 50 episodes...
Let's see.
In the 50 episodes, it's like... All right, so from my viewpoint, with the 50 episodes...
Because that's their first mission on episode 40.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not knocking how y'all view it, because I feel the same. But
they're in the trash. Mist. They did the... But that's... You know what? No. Okay, so that was the one cool thing I saw. They did that... He did the stream shit.
Yeah, the Boruto stream.
Yeah, the Boruto stream. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but...
So out of that arc, there was one cool move?
You see...
Out of all of Naruto, we got the Rasengan.
This is true.
No, I'm saying out of that arc.
Out of all the arcs of Naruto, we get a Rasengan.
I mean, we got more than just a Rasengan.
We got different... You're right, we got planetary Rasengans. We got
Rasengan. Right? No.
But each arc is basically setting up a new Rasengan.
We got
Rasengan. Yeah. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Each arc comes with a Rasengan. I promise you.
No, you matter of fact, you're right.
It comes with a Rasengan.
But it comes with something else with the Rasengan. Right. So, for example,
that's three arcs was trying to get the original one down.
True.
Because we had him training with Jiraiya with the balls and shit. Yeah. Then them fighting the three Sanins fighting.
That's all part of the same arc.
Okay. But there was good moves.
And there wasn't really the arc is called Search for Tsunade.
See, what we miss, right? What we missing though is that he's learning new things. With the Rasengan.
But it's so, like, he learned the Rasengan, learned the Rasengan Shuriken.
Hold on. For example,
there was good fights, though.
He did a summoning jutsu.
Not even just the fights, but
then
like,
he ended up getting Rasengan, a better Rasengan with that summoning jutsu. He got stage mode, and then he had another
Kabuto versus
Naruto. The thing is, what we're saying
the
is,
Rasengan
you said
wasn't complete to
we went through the whole arc just to get the Boruto stream.
I said we went through that entire arc, though. And the only thing interesting,
what?
The Shidori stream?
Kabuto versus Naruto was good.
Because Kabuto versus Naruto was top.
That was the Rasengan.
That was the search for Tsunade.
And that was the best part of it.
The point I'm trying to make out...
Watching Tsunade gamble and shit was interesting.
Watching Tsunade fight and stab Orochimaru's snake with Gamabunta's big-ass sword was fire.
At the end?
That's when Naruto
Rasengan was already completed with versus Kabuto.
But
he
was here though.
Him being Kabuto
then,
ended the fight.
Just hear me out. Mm-hmm. When we talk in Boruto, right? We know what we was expecting.
The Shin shit was stupid.
We know what we was expecting when it came to Boruto. Like, we was hoping.
I expected nothing.
We was all expecting like, oh, all right, we're gonna see a lot of Naruto adulthood and everything like that.
The show was called Boruto.
We know it's gonna revolve around Boruto, but we was hoping to see Naruto do a couple.
But the show started with filler, bro.
I'm not knocking that.
Bleach didn't start with filler.
But even when it started with filler, it's just us understanding
the world. I feel like that's world
exactly
building.
Like how it is. Like,
so, I don't think you can start with filler. I think you can just world build in the beginning.
So how did
Naruto build the world? They did. They just
because the original Naruto built the world in like two episodes, maybe three.
Okay, so
and then they expanded it when they went to the Land of Waves.
Oh, they expanded Naruto and built the world throughout the whole series, right? Boruto is a second generation or
so you
next
don't
generation.
Need to build?
You do
the
because now
you're
you have to see
characters.
See
we're in the
what's
same world, yes.
Yeah, but it's like how is it? The world's completely different from what it was.
Exactly,
in
the world
is,
everybody's
yes,
not
it is.
It's
it's advanced one, and it's not, and nobody's really beefing.
You can't bring up the nobody's not beefing thing when the whole point of Naruto was for that.
When Naruto started, it was
there was still world.
I said the whole point of Naruto was ending that.
And now you're seeing, now they're setting up what it looks like.
I know it's peaceful. Why are we taking 10 episodes to get that across?
What do you mean? Because you got to see how the villages are interacting now.
No, exactly. You got that.
They don't show none of that in the first episode.
They don't show that. There.
Bro, the first few episodes is about Metal Lee. Then it's about the girl with the little stupid pet.
You talking about the Dreams Revolution?
Yeah, character development continue.
That's not... What?
These are characters that we need to know.
They're giving side characters time.
So where's that girl at now?
So did Naruto.
The girl with the pet was in recent episodes, and you know that.
No, but not in the manga. I'm talking about this.
We're not talking manga.
So this girl with the stupid pet appeared 160 episodes later.
If we're not talking about manga,
she pulled up in that's
not manga. No, I know. I'm saying she pulled up. Hmm? They used her not, here, and then 160 episodes.
Because at the end of the day, if you watch,
if we're not talking about the manga, then none of that's filler, because that's how you base what filler is, stuff that's not in the manga. So we have to compare it to the manga.
Bro, they don't talk about none of this.
Agree. They don't talk about this, but at the end of the day, we are watching. Overall, we're watching I wouldn't call it a bad show.
Yeah, I would.
Bro, Shino was on your side for this whole
I'm on your side.
No, I really respect it, but my thing is,
turned Shino into nothing.
Shino's a teacher.
I wasn't even trying to get into what they were doing to the previous characters. I was just talking about on his own.
If we're
getting into the old ones, then it doesn't make sense that anybody that's alive on the world that is not an alien or Sasuke can look at Naruto and even think that there's any way to not do anything but be respectful.
I mean,
like, this should never be. That's why they got peace. Naruto just nuked the fucking.
But hold on.
I'm really trying to get points across, but every time I try to say something, it just converts to a different conversation.
I'm really trying to bat for Boruto right now, and
Shino at the end of Naruto, he knew all the bug moves, right? He had all the poison. He had all the, you know, he had all those, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He lost to kids. Okay. He could arguably be the strongest Jonin after Naruto and Sasuke, and he lost to kids.
Well, I think Lee.
Are we saying that because the few fights that we do see Shino do, he's always winning?
Yeah,
is that it, right?
Pretty much.
Right.
So what are you basing it off?
So look. How many fights did we actually see Shino in?
But here's the thing.
The war.
But you can't say it. But the thing is, like, you can't start that. You can't state something like that when this is a world full of kids that's advanced now.
Impressive?
They're advanced kids. Right. So you think he was boxing with Pain when Pain attacked the Lee Village? Huh?
Like, he was fighting one of the.
So you're saying you think these kids could have survived in Naruto?
I'm not saying that. I'm definitely not saying that
because I'm saying that Boruto at episode 50 is stronger than Naruto was at episode 50.
You said it's better?
It's stronger.
Talented. He has the fox.
If he didn't have the fox.
That's what I said.
Naruto didn't have full control of the fox at episode 50. And that shit was hit or miss.
He would have killed him.
What we've seen of Naruto at episode 50. Boruto is beating.
So Boruto is beating Neji?
Wait, what was episode 50 again? There's certain people, but he's comparing him to Naruto in particular. Would you think Boruto's taking Sasuke at this point?
At episode 50?
With the curse mark. With the curse mark, Sasuke.
No, there's no chance. Yeah, no, he's not beating.
Or Neji. Also, the fact that at this point, by episode 50, it's established that if Naruto gets close to losing, the fox will let his chakra out regardless of his intent.
All right, I think I found one.
Okay, but we're not talking about life or death fight. We're not talking about a death battle.
I think I figured out how to explain this.
It came out against Neji. What are you talking about? That wasn't a fight to the death. He was just really mad at Neji.
Neji was really trying to
catch a body. Neji was trying to kill his fucking cousin.
He's not trying to kill Naruto.
Get the fuck out of here. I think Boruto's more talented. I just don't think he's stronger.
I think at episode 50, I think he's stronger than Naruto.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Who was training Naruto?
Episode 1, Naruto made 100 shadow clones.
Who was training Naruto?
Yeah,
up to episode 50.
Kakashi.
Kakashi was giving Naruto special treatment training like that?
He wasn't, right? He was training.
Are you about to make the... You're going to say right? Sasuke was training Boruto?
He was not training.
Is that your argument? Because he barely trained him.
It doesn't matter if he barely trained him. Naruto is training him as he's growing up. He has the gentle fist style. Y'all is bugging
him. Naruto barely talked to Boruto. That's why Boruto hates him.
Boruto also can't do... He has a gentle fist style. He can't hit chakra points.
That's fine. He doesn't need to. But he has the actual... He actually has a learned, disciplined martial arts. Naruto didn't have that teaching.
Because Naruto could just overpower him.
Yeah, so he's more
like
talented.
Like, episode 1, before Naruto got any training, as you're saying...
Talented. Yes.
Episode 1, before he got any training.
Episode 50, doesn't Boruto have, like, three elemental styles?
Yes.
Down pat?
Yes.
He has Wind.
Lightning.
Right.
And Wind.
What Naruto got?
And, was it Water?
Beat the One Tails. Like,
episode 50, he did not beat the
One Tails.
That's after this. We're talking about up to episode 50.
What you're saying is Kakashi was just training Sasuke. Kakashi didn't train Sasuke any more than Naruto up to this point. What are you talking about?
Fellas, let me get
to... So go to episode 50 of Boruto. Go to episode 50
of Boruto.
Fellas, let me get to my point real quick.
Naruto is literally
unconscious. I've been trying to make this point, but it's like we keep jumping.
Go ahead, make your point. I don't need to see this.
So boom, character development. This is how they look at character development with kids. Offsprings of kids. You understand what I'm saying? These kids are advanced. Where you go back to Naruto, which we all known and love, they're in the middle of like, they're in the middle of, the character development is different from there because they actually are training for war. These kids are not trained for war yet.
Neither was Naruto. Naruto just graduated in the first episode of the anime.
Bruh.
They're all training as ninja. They're training to go into battle regardless.
But in Naruto, they was already, they're training for war in Naruto.
No, they're training to be strong ninjas. Strong
ninjas.
They're training for war too. They're soldiers. That's what ninjas are. But that's their only purpose is to fight niggas.
But these kids are advanced.
They have more potential.
Yes.
They have more skills.
So...
But it's taking too long.
Plot twist. I'm glad you're saying that. So now, plot twist to the whole scenario. This in Boruto's world, it's peace. So where are these people going to fight life or death situations at?
They can just train.
Granted, that's what they're doing. That's what they're showing. That's what they're showing from the beginning.
And that's why I'm saying at episode 50, Boruto is washing Naruto.
That's why y'all looking at Boruto as trash because y'all want them to just jump right into fighting.
I don't want them to jump into fighting, but I don't need 50 there's pointless. Fucking episodes.
They have an episode of Boruto. Look, Boruto's birthday.
Now look, I'm not saying that.
How many Naruto birthdays you see?
No. I don't know.
Exactly. No. Exactly. Nigga's life was fucking sad.
But they showing the peaceful times exactly. And everything. That's what it is, bro. That's what got me into the Boruto. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
get twisted. I'm 100% agree with you. It's too much fillers. But the
there's no world building in this show though, bro. There's none.
I mean, there's world building.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there has to be.
Say two things.
Okay, I got you. The kid that got left back right here, 48.
World building. This is characters.
Okay, so the mist, when they go to the mist village, that's world building.
They were already in the...
But they're showing how the mist village. No, but they're showing how it's changed. How the mist village went from being that super bloody place to now not everybody agrees that it should be like that.
That's all the villages.
That's not all the villages.
Yes, it is.
The mist village was different like that. That's where Zabuza was from, and his graduation exam was he had to kill everyone.
Yes, but it's peace now. We established that.
And they're showing how it's changing. That's world building.
Yeah,
I don't even like Boruto, and I'm agreeing with him on this.
I got you right now. The Hidden Lake Village itself is a world build already. They got trading cards now. They got advanced technology. That's all stuff part of that world.
He's not wrong.
And you got scientific. You got the scientific stuff.
I'm never arguing
so
again.
So that's cool. That
never
so, Dre, you're the only one on that
the
side.
The world building that
yeah, you're the only one on that
whether
side.
Whether it's worth it or good, there's a different thing.
What part? Yeah, like what?
It's not going technical. That's what you asked.
All pointless.
It's not pointless.
It's all pointless.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not pointless.
You want to know
what it is?
Time passed, basically.
No.
Exactly. You're going technical. That's all pointless.
It's not pointless because what it's doing is it's giving.
So what's
the
name of the card game they play?
I forgot the name. But
what's the name of the video games they play?
Name cards that they had in Naruto.
I don't know any.
Name games that they played in Naruto.
They didn't.
But you see how everything.
Yeah,
info cards.
No, Takuto
was in a trading card game. It was in a trading card game. That was a business card on crack.
Like I said, I'm not.
That wasn't it.
I'm not trying to be technical, I'm just trying to show you how everything got different over the years.
It's not.
So when it got different over the years, that's why we got games. They got games now. Kids are playing frolicking in the
It's not pointless.
They were doing that before.
No, and really. Let me show you why it's not pointless.
Remember all those scenes of Naruto not playing with the other kids? Those kids were playing games.
Yeah,
not playing, not
any
playing tag.
Type of thing they were playing at all.
But my thing is, like, every time they was frolicking, it was something going on. Something got crazy.
Now, you what I will so, say like, to Dre's point, I think he's trying to make,
mm-hmm.
is just showing, because Naruto ended, we knew peace was there when it ended.
Mm-hmm. Granted.
So just showing that, oh, it's in the future and they have newer technology, like, that's, it's world building, but it's like,
so obviously wait, no,
exactly.
Hold up,
no.
So
going to
you ready?
Technology?
Corey, let me see. Right.
Now the world building will be telling me why the technology advanced. So when they say, "Well,
here's,
Naruto,"
they explain that
this and that. I know that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But so here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not pointless world building because what it
I
is.
I didn't say it wasn't pointless. Well, I didn't say it was pointless. I just said I understand being like. Okay, time passed.
No,
we're
but it's not
just
time passed.
I'm not trying to make it seem like
right?
it's technical. I'm just
because,
showing you where the world building can come
yeah,
to play.
Well, not even that. But
so
Boruto
building.
Is a sequel series to Naruto, right?
I'm not saying
that. So it's showing the other half of it. Like, it's they're doing direct shot-for-shot changes. So
yeah.
when Zabuza is bringing up how bloody the Mist Village is, or was in
and
his time,
the
they're now showing, yo, it's not like that no
peaceful
more.
Now.
It's peaceful. And then it goes further into
in
it.
Naruto.
No, it didn't.
When
at Yagura the end of...
died, the Blood Mist Village, the era of the Blood Mist Village came to an end. They were recovering. That's why the lady with the red hair that had the acid,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't running no Blood
but
Mist
you,
Village. She
but
was the
you,
Kage.
Did
she
you see any of it? No.
Yeah.
Where? When? When did you go?
In the flashbacks when they were showing Yagura.
A 5-second flashback is good enough for you now?
So now that's not world building?
No.
That's
it's,
not,
it's not, not that it's
no.
world build not world
that's
building.
Like,
what I'm saying is it's showing a dichotomy to it. It's showing like,
I know, but what
where
you're saying
so
they're showing
great storytelling.
So that example that you're showing them doing in the mist, see how the mist
mm-hmm.
is peaceful now? So
and
yeah,
that you're also
that in Naruto.
But you're also seeing that people don't agree
that
with that
they
too.
Show, but they
they're
show
they're
the
showing
detail,
that
man.
The citizens themselves are saying, yo, they want it back to how it was.
Which makes sense.
That's all there.
That
but,
part is dope.
But just to get back to the argument that we was having, as you can tell from all the conversation that we had, you can, out of 170 shows, I mean episodes, will you be able to show me how many episodes is this on?
Oh,
but out of all these episodes, I can honestly say, truthfully, half of them are on point, but the other half is just too much. I agree with y'all with that.
So,
let
me put this way.
Mm-hmm.
If half of that is filler, because about, I think, what
let's,
is it?
Let's just
what
say,
is it, Bo?
We're about to get to the number right now.
For like Naruto.
Like, this whole, that whole sequence right there from 120 to like 130 was good. When he went to jail, that was a good story. You get what I'm saying? They got better. It got better after a while, bro.
And then
when it went back to the storyline, then we went to, actually, all right, so look, 195 episodes. Out of 195 episodes, I'm honestly saying half of it is filler. Half of it is filler, but when you watch the actual story, you see that in that filler, you see the character development, the world change, and stuff
what
like that.
Like
but
better,
it's just too
Boruto
much
or Naruto?
Of it.
Huh?
Well, do I like better Boruto or Naruto?
Yeah.
What the show?
Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Just the first season of Naruto.
Of
just the first season?
Yeah.
Of course.
Because the first season of Naruto was 237 episodes. It literally had 85
fillers.
No, it had 85 filler episodes in a row,
mm-hmm.
not including any other filler that might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
So about half of Naruto was filler.
Yeah.
Naruto is vastly superior to Boruto.
Oh.
That's the only point
well,
I'll
like
make it. Like, Boruto is not a good
show.
130? Nah.
That's
maybe 140. We could go through them.
Not 130.
We not.
Stray Dog.
Stray Dog, that's the backstory. That's the backstory to why Kawagi was how he is. They didn't explain that. So
they might be referring to Kawaki as a stray dog.
Kawaki,
no, this is an episode about a dog.
No, it's a stray dog. It's not about a dog. It's definitely not about a dog.
For example,
matter of fact, you're right.
It's about a
I take
dog.
That back. Kawaki escapes and then he sees the dog. He saw the dog and then he saw the stray dog. This stray dog was trying to give him food because he was hiding out. And then somebody ended up hurting the dog, and then he ended up hurting the people.
That's Kawaki.
Showing character development
yes,
on how he wanted to be a better person. He's trying to be a nice person in a sense.
That's not in the manga. A filler.
Of course, but I didn't say nothing. I didn't knock the filler part. But I'm just
Boruto is a bad show. Naruto is vastly superior. I wish they never made it.
Oh yeah, so
that's what I've been saying. Of course, I agree. That was my point.
Do you not remember my disclaimer? I'm on Corey's side.
But it's
because he's making good points. But I hate the show.
But like, if you want me to compare Naruto,
I'm not knocking nobody to hate it. Because I still say, yo, Naruto's way better. Yeah. But my thing is, it's just watching a show that was so great put into a whole new show with his kid, his offspring.
That's my exact problem with it.
That's what makes it dope to me.
That's what makes it trash to me.
Why?
Because Naruto's there, and Naruto's like getting stabbed by a child. Yeah, when the nigga with the Sharingan stabbed him, and then he like caught it and pushed it back.
Oh, Shin?
Yeah, and then the Ninetales flexed on him.
Yeah, but
that whole shit was trash. It's just, that nigga, he shouldn't be able to break Naruto's skin. With the fox's chakra out, he's pushing that past his skin. But Madara's damn Susanoo.
This is just petty side of me. Y'all just want so much from Boruto.
I don't want much. It's just if you're gonna continue from the story of Naruto. You're continuing the story of Naruto. Like, why is
it? To you, though. You know? That's not meaningful to you.
Like, you.
Who's it meaningful to?
I told you, I enjoyed it. Again, I watched it from episode 1 to now.
That's the thing. Yeah, I have to say that. Everyone's least favorite thing is someone's favorite thing. Yeah. Like, somehow,
Corey likes. Y'all like Attack on Titan? I haven't watched past the first season.
Yeah, too. Somehow, Corey likes Boruto. I know someone who lives downstairs from me. He also likes Boruto.
Do I want to play manga wise?
Boruto is
yes,
bad.
But
hell yes, Boruto is.
But my thing is like when they throw pointless fillers in, I'm like, you know what, you got a point. This is trash.
But don't get it twisted. Pointless.
But Corey, I'm not just talking about the anime. The manga's trash too.
Mm-hmm. What?
The manga's trash. It's just interesting right now.
The
manga's trash.
I like the manga.
The manga like just barely got to anything that would be like kind of sort of interesting.
I just know when Boruto is all said and done, that's when I'm gonna appreciate it. Just like how we appreciate Attack on Titan.
I promise you, I won't. And I appreciate Attack on Titan from the jump. I don't know what you're saying.
I knew Attack on Titan
was
good.
What's wrong with
for
you?
For the first season, I just didn't like.
When I say this, right? I'm saying it as in the sense of how me and Dre got back watching Attack on Titan. Remember, it was all hype. It was all hype, and we wasn't really paying.
But I read the manga. The first part, when I first watched it, I was just not into it watching it. So I was like,
exactly. Nobody's paying attention to it. It's trash.
I knew the manga was good.
But look, when we see Boruto with a cut eye, we gonna want to know. Like from the first episode, they showed him with a cut eye. I want to know how he got his eye.
Why do you start it with that and then take so fucking long to get to? Like, the other character he was talking to just pulled up 197 episodes later.
And I agree with that.
I'm not talking to him in episode one.
I promise you I'm not taking that away from him. But my thing is like, I'm waiting for that.
The enemies he came from just
then when it starts getting, then when it starts getting real, and then everybody's watching it like, oh, nah, this is crazy. You got to watch it at this point, or you got to watch it at that point. That's when everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, this show is really good."
But no. That's what makes
it even worse.
Even if that's the case, then that's trash.
That makes it worse because if you have to wait 200 plus episodes for something to get good,
it doesn't deserve to have 200 episodes.
Let me ask you a question.
I might be able to catch you on a contradiction.
That's
real
the
quick.
Point I was making. And I'm about
to
try this right
now. Are you giving a girl 200 dates to be a good girlfriend?
No.
Okay then.
Granted, but hear me out now.
Okay then.
Why don't y'all watch One Piece from the beginning? Y'all said y'all wanted to jump. Y'all wanted to watch one part and then fast forward.
I said I would watch the movies.
One of y'all said it
because I can't sit through. All
but it's the same. But ain't it equivalent?
I said I would read the entire thing. No. So that's
okay. Because I know that One Piece is good. I just don't have the time to watch 1,000 episodes to catch up.
So maybe y'all don't want the time to watch the bullshit.
Don't say y'all. Say
watch.
You.
I'm just saying maybe nobody want to watch the bullshit of Boruto.
But
and when it gets to
the first 200
shit,
episodes of
One Piece
are good.
A bad anime.
Yeah. The first 200 episodes of One Piece are good.
Bro.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I tend to slide.
We
one
know
piece
One Piece is like one of the greatest.
None of us here have ever argued that it's a bad show.
No, I'm just saying it's just the key thing that you said was like, oh, we don't care if it's like
Boruto is just bad.
But Corey, you start watching One Piece from Jump, right?
It's not bad, man.
You start watching One Piece from Jump, right?
Yes.
Did it start with filler?
Matter of fact.
Not even that.
Wait, I got him.
Hold on, Bo. The first episode of Boruto, right, was Boruto versus Kawaki. Mm-hmm.
No, the first clip of Boruto.
It was like 30 seconds. Can we say 200 episodes now or no?
We can round that.
They just became friends. So they, it's going to be another 100 certain episodes before they turn into enemies again.
Yeah. Even but better. I'm waiting for that.
So you're cool with Boruto being bad at start and get better?
Yeah.
Cool. So why can't we play Avengers? It was bad at the start. It was getting better.
He just got you with what she was trying to do.
Why?
It still didn't get better.
You did. So, but look, when was the last time you played?
Here's my thing, though. Avengers. See, we brought a whole new topic. See, Avengers with me is like, I just can't. I don't like the button functionality.
That's
like,
I got you, Cora. Yeah. I'll watch you play Avengers.
Okay,
I'll watch it.
The button functionality.
If going by, then I'm not playing Avengers. No, it's just
so many things to me that's wrong with Avengers, and that's why. Because if you really want to get into,
I guarantee you, there's more wrong with Boruto than there's wrong with Avengers. I promise you.
No, it's not.
That might be true.
Because I promise you.
I like Avengers. You update the graphics. You update the controls a little bit. Make it a little more interesting.
And they did all of that.
But the thing is, you
Boruto. It's like, okay, Boruto, just delete these 200 episodes and start from jump.
What did they add?
Boruto needs
a Boruto Brotherhood.
Are you
still fighting robots
100%
of the time?
Yes. That's cheesy.
But,
what do you mean? You get a few.
That's all I do in Ratchet. But that's all we fight
aliens in Destiny, right? But that's all we fight.
But at least it's simple button mashing compared to Avengers where you only got a... First off, here's my thing about all...
Let's stop this because we're...
Nah, they need to hear us going crazy.
No, we're going to stop the pod. We'll still stay on...
Boruto's trash is all I want.
We'll stay on thing for a bit longer. But we're going to end the...
Boruto trash.
The
Boruto's great.
It's not trash. It's just... It's
for this week.
Greatest kid.
Thank you for tuning in again.
Greatest anime ever.